This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and in particular our Studio E, out to all of you listening to us on these great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world on the internet and on the satellite. And we thank you for doing that too, however you're listening to us. We appreciate it. And don't forget, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America moving along, thanks so very much, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from postal center to postal center. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages out there too, all across the country. And of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And we thank them too for the great job they do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Getter. And we're also on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's how you find us, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, we're going to go out west to California, IA. We're going to check in with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Everybody out there saying good morning back and saying, it's warmer here. It's warmer here. Let's see, what is the temperature right now? It's a balmy 68 degrees.
All right, we're standing steady at 56.
No, thank you. I would have to have a coat for that. I don't need to have a coat for 68, unless the wind's blowing, then I do. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we will say that until the cows come home, and even beyond. How's that?
Sounds good, yes.
Now, the former president's second deposition in the Attorney General Tish James fraud, $250 million civil lawsuit against his real estate businesses and his top executives, comes less than 2 weeks after he appeared in a Manhattan courtroom to face criminal charges. How would you like to be a fly on the wall for this one?
Well, certainly. There are a lot of things piling up for Donald Trump to deal with at this point. How he deals with it, of course, is absolutely imperative to how his campaign progresses from here.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, that's a very, very good question. You know, whenever you get involved in something like this, there's always a certain amount of, for lack of a better term, rolling the dice. Yes.
Well, this is a civil case. It takes a lot less to prove this than it does a criminal case.
That's right. It's done by what they call a preponderance of the evidence and not a beyond a reasonable doubt.
So he doesn't have to be very guilty in this, and it could wind up costing him as much as $250 million.
Right. Exactly. So stay tuned. That's right.
Stay tuned. More to follow.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Now, speaking of more to follow, Jim Jordan, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee and is a Republican, is livid over what he's calling the Manhattan DA's obstruction of efforts to ask questions about the hush money case against former President Donald Trump. Now, first, they indict a president for no crime. Then they sue to block congressional oversight when we ask questions about the federal funds that they say they used to do it, which they shouldn't have done. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, I think they're in a mortal combat here for supremacy in terms of what Bragg has brought about. He didn't have to do this, but he's doing it for whatever reason. And then obviously they have their political reasons for doing it. But certainly what Jim Jordan's trying to do, he's trying to do some oversight here. There's an obvious political component to what Bragg is doing, and I think it throws it into that realm. And also what Jim Jordan was talking about, indict the president for no crime. Yeah, we still don't know exactly what crime he was, quote-unquote, covering up by all these business entries or something like that. It's laughable. It's something that you would see happen in a movie, or you'd see happen in some sort of banana republic, for lack of a better expression. But because it's Trump, you know, that's all bets are off, and this is exactly what the Democrat Party elite think is going to benefit them.
All right, and hold that thought, because we'll be coming right back with more. And, oh, by the way, folks, the Banana Republic wouldn't necessarily have to have bananas. We'll be right back with the Captain's America Third Watch. More coming your way. Jeff, it's your turn.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're doing an impromptu interview with our Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody, and our news director here at the Salem Media Group Tampa Stations, Roger P. Schulman. And first of all, welcome, Madam Attorney General.
Well, great to be with you.
Yes, it's absolutely.
Such an honor to sit with the two of you and talk about the great state of Florida. Or should I say the free state of Florida?
The free state of Florida.
Both.
Yes, ma'am.
Both, actually.
And one of the things that my friends asked me, a lot of seniors, is you have a senior protection team that's working very hard on people not getting ripped off by everything under the sun. I mean, we get calls, we get emails, we get text messages. 99% of what I get, I block, and it's just annoying.
That is the smartest thing to do. And yes, this has been a priority of mine since I ran to be the Attorney General and the great people in Florida hired me. One of the things we need to be better at is spotting these scams and schemes ahead of time so folks can protect themselves. And so not only have we created a senior protection team within the Office of Attorney General, we've also come up with programs like consumer alerts, which push out these things. As soon as we become aware of them, we try to start spotting the trends and pushing those out. We've started scams at a glance, which can be printed out and given to your family and friends, loved ones, and talked about. We're about to release a new one on pool schemes in Florida. As you can imagine, there's no short of pool developments, and you've probably read there were many that were starting this project and not completing the work, or romance scams, or I could go on and on.
The pool scams, how do people get caught up in those? Do they ask for all the money in advance, or how does that work?
A lot of times people ask for large sums of money up front and then don't complete the work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of these schemes or where we see problems can be applied to other types of projects or
roof.
There's usually a blueprint, and
right.
then you can use that same blueprint with different schemes. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of that with online schemes and scams. You know, it's what is the new trick of the day to get somebody to give you their personal financial information? And sometimes it may not even seem to be personal financial information. Sometimes it's just personal information so they can then go get your financial information. So whether they use stories that are made up about your grandchildren or they use stories that are made up about your utility services and they try to pretend like they're the utility company or the biggest thing I would say is remember, caller IDs can be spoofed. So don't trust what pops up is actually the person calling. If somebody calls you and starts asking you for your account number or login information or your social security number, anything like that, hang the phone up. If you do have an account and you want to ask questions, go find that number, call that company directly. Don't respond to people that are soliciting you or reaching out. Many of these companies and even government services will not reach out directly by phone. I always tell people that IRS will never contact you by phone.
And so, the police departments aren't going to call and say, you need to give us a credit card number to pay for something.
Or a gift card. Right. A lot of times someone will say, your grandchild is in jail and we need you to, you know, go get this many gift cards and we'll get them out of jail. That does not happen. So, you know, kudos to you for bringing this up. It is an important issue, one that I hope Floridians understand. There's never a shortage of those that want to separate us from our money. And in Florida, we have so many people who are choosing Florida. It's a wonderful place to live. We uphold the rule of law. We want you to have a great quality of life. And so I think people prey upon those that are moving here with sometimes life savings. They've saved up their whole lives. So we will do everything we can to make sure people are educated and protected.
Well, since Roger mentioned the police, I want to get right into this one. You have an organization that you are in charge of called Back to Blue. We Back to Blue at this radio station. Roger and I are both involved in first responders. I had 30 years in the fire service going to the World Trade Center. Roger's been a reserve deputy for a number of years. And what we're seeing happening in this country right now, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. I don't know where these people are coming from. Something has got to be done to stop this awful scourge.
Well, let me start by saying thank you for your service, both of you, whether volunteer or signing up for the full-fledged commitment. It takes a special person to take an oath to protect others and put your safety behind others. I have such admiration for that. And that is one of the reasons I resigned from being a judge to run to be the attorney general. My husband is a law enforcement officer. I saw what was happening around this country. And I did that so that we never became that state. We were always going to be a state that had the backs or had the six of our law enforcement officers. They understood that. They never had to doubt that. That was, you know, they have a lot to worry about. Worrying about whether their leaders were going to have their backs is not something they should ever have to think about. And certainly Governor DeSantis has done a great job of making that known. We have bonuses. We have training requirements. We have raises to our first responders. That will always be the case in the state of Florida.
Well, we have 1 minute left, and in that 1 minute, Attorney General, I would love to have you say whatever your main priority is right now, what it is you're trying to do for the free state of Florida.
Well, people always ask me, what does the Attorney General do? They think it has something to do with law enforcement. They're not quite sure. And yes, one of my biggest priorities is standing with and helping prosecute cases to keep our state safe. But as you know, along with Governor DeSantis, we have been fighting to protect the sovereignty of the state, that we, the leaders of Florida and the citizens in Florida, decide the direction of our state, that we keep the federal government out of the autonomy of Florida, and that we protect the rights of our citizens, their God-given rights. And we've made that a priority here in Florida, and you see the trajectory of success. Florida will stay on that track as long as we're in charge.
Well, from our listening audience to you, my listening audience on the radio show, Rogers, when he does his newscast, we have some very loyal, patriotic people that love what you're doing. Keep up the good work, please. We need you, and we're going to support you again.
Well, thank you so much. It's really great to be with you guys today, and hopefully I'll get back soon.
Sure. You're welcome anytime. All right. Thank you very much. And, folks, that's been the Florida State Attorney General, Ashley Moody, conversing with Roger P. Shulman, my news director, and myself. You've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back. And, Kyle, what an honor to be able to talk to somebody who you actually have met and know and helped get elected the first time around. And she did a bang-up job as a judge, and we just knew she was going to do an even better job as an attorney general.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, sitting here and listening to the interview, it's very good to hear somebody talk about the idea of upholding the rule of law, to wanting to make sure that people that have moved to the state and live there in the state of Florida have a great quality of life. I mean, that is a wholly different outlook, Captain, than we see in so many other parts of the nation. Just that simple idea, upholding the rule of law. And to hear the Attorney General talk about that is really refreshing.
You mean like California?
Yes, like California, or like in areas, or even Alvin Bragg, right? Hasn't he mm-hmm. reduced a lot of these charges for hardened criminals and these kinds of things? People don't want these kinds of things to happen. They,
yep.
they want to know they can walk down the street. Try that in San Francisco these days.
Yeah, he has let very bad people go, just like some of these other, what they call them, George Soros attorneys, DAs. They've let very bad people go back out on the streets again to do their bad deeds, and have gone out and done even worse things than what they did that got them in jail to begin with in some cases.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Decent people from all walks of life, of all races, colors, and creeds, decent people want to be able to lead decent, peaceful lives. It's just that simple.
And, of course, one of the things that we practice here on this show, and we practice what we preach, is trying to be fair to everybody. And if you are respectable of us and you have a different opinion, we'll be respectable of you. But if you're not, then, you know, we're just not going to tolerate it, because this is not a one-way circle here. We're all in the same boat. We are all residing in the same country, and either you want to be an American or you don't.
Well, I think that certainly, you know, the idea of you can have a debate with somebody about issues, and people can have spirited debates, they can have legitimate disagreements, and they can say, here's my point of view. But where a lot of that breaks down nowadays, Captain, is it becomes the, you're my enemy now, I must destroy you completely if you disagree with me. Yeah, absolutely.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the bottom of the hour report. Our stations get a chance to play a little news for you and give you their weather update and all that, but we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says Republicans planning to host a hearing in New York City for alleged crime victims should focus on other issues.
We're trending in the right direction. Their districts are trending in the wrong direction.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will host a hearing next week for people who have suffered as a result of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies. He announced the hearing days after former President Trump pleaded not guilty in Manhattan criminal court. The federal government is being sued by two of Alaska's largest tribal groups, claim that federal regulators are mismanaging Alaska's pollock and cod fishery during the ongoing salmon crisis. They say the government is using badly outdated information, and they're asking a federal judge to intervene. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, let me tell you something. They've been working with me for going on 2 years now. And it's taken me 20 years, believe it or not, to find somebody that could actually help me with the problems I was having with my legs and my ankles and my feet. And they did. Now that they know what the problem is, they know what the solution to the problem is, and I'm being treated as such, and everything is coming along smoothly. A little slower than what I'd like to see, but it's coming along. I can't say that with anywhere else I've been. And I can tell you that they were very caring and very, very sensitive to what I was, the problems I was having as we moved along. I like that. That means they care about you. Now, ladies, here's the big thing for you. You sick and tired of going to see a male doctor, especially about your feet, something that's very sensitive to you, your legs, your ankles and whatnot, your toes. Well, they have lady chiropractors there, lady doctors there, lady massages there that can take care of you in that respect. So you'll be a lot better off. You'll feel a lot better, and you'll get a lot better sooner, probably. When you feel happy-dappy, that usually does it. So, it's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 36th at 66 in St. Pete. Their phone number is 727-896-4615. Give them a call. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is indeed.
And we should point out that President Biden is not ready to make his unofficial announcement about his 2024 campaign because he's just not ready to do the work to go out and campaign. He's going to lean on social media influencers to spread the word about him so he doesn't have to go to do that work himself. In addition to Republican National Committee and a spokesman and advisor, Daniel Alvarez, is saying that he may not run at all.
Well, I do think that they're delaying and delaying. I mean, why not say, yes, of course, I'm running for president. He is the sitting president. Presumably he wants a second term. But every time he's asked about it, Captain, especially the other day, he just kind of looked down and, you know, can't really generate a really great forceful response about anything. But I think there's something else going on behind the scenes. I think there's a lot of consternation about Biden running.
Yep.
I think they want somebody else to run.
Yep. Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is. I'm going to take a shot out and say, is this Aaron in Colorado?
Yep, this is Aaron.
There you are.
Well, first of all, I hope the dark side, old broken down, senile, bigot, racist sack of crap of a so-called president, I hope he runs again. But the thing is, though, San Francisco, Whole Foods has decided to leave San Francisco, which, and Whole Foods is owned by Amazon. So, it has to be really desperate for Whole Foods to be leaving San Francisco because the jokers are running the city.
That has to do with crime based on their own statement.
Yeah, because they got a bunch of jokers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of jokers running around San Francisco, running the city instead of the sane. You have the insane running the asylum called San Francisco. It's really tragic. Of course, you had a week ago, you had a tech exec stabbed to death by one of these crazy jokers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, though, Professor Politics, do you got any instant gratification solutions to end the homelessness in California? Do you got any instant gratification solutions to in the addiction problem in San Francisco? But anyway, Cap, Professor Pontes, bye.
Thank you, Aaron. I got an idea. Kyle, it just dawned on me.
What's that?
Take those old Liberty ships that they got that are sitting in the river up there east of San Francisco. Wheel them over to San Francisco Bay, load them up with as many of the homeless people as you can find, and push them out to sea and say, okay, we're going to go out to sea for a few months.
Well, I don't, and then learn
still,
how to
they'll
fail,
still have
guess,
they'll
yeah.
still have food,
right?
They'll have three hots and a cot.
Well, but I don't think that the city of San Francisco really wants to end this kind of stuff. What Aaron was talking about, of course, Whole Foods if you've got the people who just can't get to work or afraid to go to work because of the state of affairs, see, that's what is sort of coming wherever they want to defund the police or drastically reduce the powers the police have to enforce the law, this kind of thing. And you do have this kind of what appears to be, she mentioned the tech executive, his name escapes me for the moment, but he seemed to have been the victim of a random act of violence. They just happened to be there at the wrong place at the wrong time. Somebody killed him and walked down the street like nothing happened. This is America in ruin.
And tell me that's normal. What's that?
Well, see, that's the thing. Of course it's not. But this is ruinous. Unfortunately, what some of these political actors want, they want this for the rest of the country. They think that this is somehow good. Of course it's not. It's all about destroying what's there already in order to build something back in its place. But the suffering that's going on among those who are mentally ill out on the streets, this kind of stuff. And, of course, the lack of law enforcement only breeds the most dystopian kind of terrible movie stuff that we've seen over years and thinking, well, that's just all make-believe. But it's not. It's San Francisco.
All right, well, let's tackle this one for a second. House Democrats are facing a flurry of ethics complaints regarding their use of TikTok, even though the social media app has been banned for use on all federal government devices by Congress and the Biden administration. The people are still using it.
Well, that's because they think this is the way to reach their constituency. And there has been some bipartisan agreement on the danger that TikTok poses because of its links back to communist China. But I think, Captain, they're incredibly terrified that they're going to alienate some of their voting constituency.
Now, I want you to pay attention to this one. Once loyal consumers of Anheuser-Busch brands, including the Bud Light beer, are turning on the company for its new woke advertisement campaign on the news, as reported by Fox News. Now, the brand made a splash last week after it stepped into the culture wars, featuring male-to-female transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney as the new spokesperson on the TikTok social media platform. Not going to work. It's not going to work.
Well, you know, we have seen, I've been seeing some information about this where certain proprietors are saying, you know, they're looking at 70% declines in people ordering Bud Light. This is just unprecedented, what's happening. And, you know, Dylan Mulvaney is welcome to do whatever she wants to do for the end of time. Doesn't matter. But the problem is that you get companies that are venturing into these culture wars or wokeness that are, you know, now beer is political. I mean, this is ridiculous. And they're paying an economic price for that.
Now, I got something I want to get out there before we have to go to break. Congresswoman Sisfonik has ripped the White House amid the claim that has been verified by the White House that it okayed the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid.
Wow.
Yep. More fuel for the fire. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I shall return with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
products I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48. Live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's my last baby boy.
would be the fabulous Thunderbirds. Ain't that tough enough? What you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, that's tough enough. I got to tell you that much. Yeah, that's right. Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yep, and they were getting it done with all the girls with the construction helmets on around them. So there you go. Now, we're going to talk about the weather because and since the last hour, you might know things would have changed, and we got us a full-born winter storm right now up on the Idaho-Montana border right up there, headed up I-15. So take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're seeing on the radar map right now, we're seeing snow that looks right now, it looks like it's east of Helena and Boulder, but it's around Townsend up near White Sulphur Springs, It's making its way up towards Stanford right now. So definitely if you're in that area, you want to be careful because we've got the winter storm warning, and now it looks like we've got the snow to go along with it. Up near Malta, we'd have a lot of rain in that area right now on the radar map, so do be aware of that. We continue with the aerial flood watches where we can get a lot of snow melt in those areas, which could cause some flooding. Also, aerial flood watch, northern and central Nevada, I-80, from Winnemucca over to the border with Utah. Again, the same story. You have snow melt, which can cause a lot of flooding, basically. Freeze watch up near Portland right now. We still continue to see some rain on the radar map. That's going to be to the south right now of Portland, across Interstate 5. If you're in the Salem area down towards Eugene, you have that happening at this hour. And then also we continue with a freeze warning up north of Ukiah in Northern California. And so please do be careful out there, especially with winds in the Southern California area, high desert up near Barstow right now. So be careful.
Yeah, and being careful means it's still wintertime out west, and you still need to be carrying chains, ladies and gentlemen. So let's not forget about that when we're out there, because a lot of you guys and gals from the south get up there and go, it's not going to snow. I don't need no chains. Really? Don't get caught without them.
Exactly right, yes. Mm-hmm.
The fine is a lot of money, and most people I know don't want to pay it, but... You know, they got two choices. They either pay it or they don't move.
Right. And you want to be safe, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me go over here to North Dakota again. We've got rain all the way across North Dakota tonight. We've also got rain in the works and in the picture all the way across. Let me see here. The northern part of Minnesota to include the Twin Cities over to Duluth and then over into Wisconsin, northern part of Wisconsin, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We have rain. We have what's probably going to be rain in the eastern half of Michigan tonight, lower peninsula. We've got some fire watches going on there. The winds are blowing, so be advised of that. Same thing coming on down over into Iowa tonight. Fire watch up there, northeast corner, as well as in the western part of the state, and coming out of Nebraska too, I might add, and down into the northern part of Kansas. Now, taking a look at the wind along the Gulf, we do have some windy conditions. Winds are blowing 25, 30, 35 miles an hour in some places along the Gulf. Of Mexico from New Orleans all the way over to the Keys in Florida, all the way back up the east side over towards Savannah, Georgia. And that's what it's looking like as far as the wind goes. And we've got unsettled weather conditions tonight in Georgia for what looks like could be rain later in the day. We got unsettled weather conditions in Pennsylvania. Looks like that could be rain later in the day. The same thing with Maryland, same thing with Delaware, same thing with Jersey, same thing with southeastern New York. And we've even got some wind to go along with what could be some other things over there, if you will, in the great state of Massachusetts right now. How do you like that?
That's right, yes, very much.
All right, well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J first.
Well, folks, don't forget you can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out all about the great amenities and My Rewards Plus app and much more, including the locations for your nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center at pilotflyingj.com.
And how can we hear your show?
Thanks, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, very good. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and everything he does. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com coming back in here. Let me get her on the line. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We've got a little tit-for-tat going on here between Jim Jordan and the Manhattan district attorney. A little lawsuit action there. What do you think is going to happen there?
I don't think that Alvin Bragg necessarily understands constitutional authority of Congress. it's all about checks and balances. And Bragg used federal funds for a state case. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the reason why Jim Jordan is asking Bragg and other people that are in the Manhattan DA's office to come in for questioning. And so Bragg doesn't seem to understand that, and he wants Jim Jordan to stay in his, quote, own lane. So there's where we are.
Mm.
I think Bragg needs a little lesson here in,
Well, I hope he gets the lesson. I hope they don't let up until he gets that lesson.
Well, you know, Jordan's not going to give up, so I can tell you that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just a fact, and neither is Comer,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's doing the oversight on the whole Biden thing. So, yeah, crazy.
Okay, well, we'll to be continued. We'll keep our eyes on that because, of course, that's going to get very interesting. I know the paperwork has already gone back and forth, so we'll see what happens when it happens and how soon things actually take place. All right, well, very quickly, in the aftermath of last week's shooting at a Christian school in Nashville, a plurality of voters now see mental health as the primary cause of such incidences. Will it change anything along the line?
Well, I guess you have to kind of define the term mental health. And it's clearly becoming, you know, an issue where these emotions are taking over for sure.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. And Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning in the neighborhood, and I shall return with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.